John chapter 16, if you have your place, stand with us in honor of the reading of God's Word. John chapter 16, do appreciate you here this morning. I want to begin reading in verse 29. John chapter 16 and in verse 29. The Bible says, His disciples said unto Him, Lo, now speakest Thou plainly and speakest no proverb. Now are we sure that Thou knowest all things and needest not that any man should ask Thee, but this we believe, that Thou camest forth from God. Jesus answered to them, Do ye now believe? But behold, there cometh, yea, is now come, that ye shall be scattered every man to his own, and shall leave me alone. And yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. Amen. Amen. I want to preach just a few minutes this morning, if God will be my help, on the place of victory or the agony of defeat. The place of victory or the agony of defeat. The Bible teaches us that there is victory to be had. I'm glad I'm not living under a word and under a principle or even under a doctrine where I didn't know that I had help. I didn't know that there was somebody out there that loved me enough that they gave themselves for me, that they took my place, Brother Dean, so that I could go free. I'm glad this morning that I don't have to trust in myself. I'm glad I've got the Lord on my side. I'm glad I've got Him. He promised to never leave me nor forsake me, but to walk with me through everything that I walk through in this life. It don't matter how dark and dismal. It don't matter how rejoicing the day. The Lord will be with me by my side. Amen. Promise to walk beside me, to guide me, to lead me, to give me victory even in the day that we live. There's a lot of folks today that need victory. You may need victory in your life this morning. I want to say there's a lot of people that's been trodden down with discouragement even in the day that we live. There's a lot of families, a lot of homes, a lot of lives that's been dissuaded by the devil and by this old flesh in which we live. I want to say this morning, if we ain't very careful, our own bodies will cause us harm. Our own bodies will lead us in a path of destruction. But I'm so thankful today, praise God, that there's one said He'd move into us, that He would give us something, praise God, to even help us to overcome our own selves. I don't know about you, that's exciting to me. I'm excited to think about somebody, praise God, that loved me enough that He'd come. Now, the Holy Ghost of God, when I got saved and asked the Lord to forgive me my sin, and He come into my heart, praise God, He came in and took up His abode. He dwells in me. That means He come in, He kicked off His shoes, and He set up housekeeping in the heart of this little old boy. Amen. And boy, I thank God that He did, because it changed me from the inside out. I've got an ever-present help, praise God, that goes with me and helps me every day of my life. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying I've got victory in Jesus. Amen. Do you have victory this morning? Hey, I'm telling you, this morning you're in a good place to get victory in the Lord. If we'll just trust in Him this morning, we can overcome everything, praise God, that we have to face in this old life. We'll go through a lot of things. But He said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And God said, I'll take care of those things. He said, God knows that you need raiment. He said, you need clothing. He said, He knows that you need food. He knows that you need shelter. He knows that you need help every day. And He said, if we'd seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, that's what's right in the eyes of God. When we start seeking what's right in the eyes of God and forget about what man says, Dr. Phil may tell you that this is okay. But I want to say if the Lord Jesus tells you it's wrong, it's wrong. Amen. Amen. But we have help in the Lord. We have help because He loves us so much. He tells us about that victory. Look in 1 John chapter 5. 1 John chapter 5 tells us about how He overcame. Praise the Lord. 1 John chapter 5, but let's go back to verse 2. It says, by this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep His commandments. How do you know you love the brethren? Praise God, because you love God and you'll love them. He said, verse 4 says, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. How do you overcome the world? By being born of God. Amen. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. How do we get through this life? How do we stay encouraged? How do we stay on the right path? How do we walk right and talk right and live right and act right? Because of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. We're putting our faith and our trust in Him. Young people, look at me just a minute. All you young people, look at me. If you're ever going to survive in this world and you're going to do right and live right and walk right, you're going to have to put your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. You're going to have to follow Him and walk with Him and be led of Him. Amen. In order to come out of this thing shouting a victory on the other shore. Amen. Amen. As your pastor this morning, I encourage you, stay with the Lord. Amen. Amen. Look at these things. Discern these things that you do, that people would encourage you to do. And if it breaks the heart of God, leave it alone. Amen. Seek to walk with the Lord. Settle up. I'm not talking about a mind thing. I'm talking about a heart thing. Say, so, you know, I'm going to settle in my heart that I'm not going to break the heart of my Lord. Amen. Settle in my heart, in your heart, that you're going to try to be pleasing to the Lord all the days of your life. And then, you know what that does? That'll put a love down in your heart, praise God, that you can't get away from. It'll be a love in your heart, praise God, that'll go out from you, praise the Lord, and it'll encourage people around you. That you can love your mom and your daddy. You can love people around you, and you can love those friends. Amen. You can get true friends. Friends that love the Lord, praise God, and going in the right direction. You don't have to settle for second best this morning. You can trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and with faith follow Him, praise God, and He'll put people in your path that'll be friends indeed. You know how you know that they're friends indeed? Now, I don't know why I'm going this way this morning. You know how they know how you know that they're friends indeed? Because they won't lead you astray. Amen. If you start to mess up, they'll tell you, I say, whoa, buddy, wait a minute. We can't do that. That'd break God's heart. Amen. And they'll check you up. That's a true friend. True friend is one that come alongside you and say, wait a minute. We can't do that. Amen. And you know, it may not be just the children either. It may be some of us adults. If we've got a real friend this morning, they won't lead us. He said, woe unto the man that puts strong drinks to his neighbor's lips. Amen. If we got friends and they're trying to cause us to go astray and do those things that's not right. You say, well, preacher, it's okay to drink just a little. It ain't okay to drink just a little. Amen. It's a lie of the devil. Anything we put in our body, any substance that we put in our body, amen, that'll alter our mind and our thinking. It's part of the curse of this world. Amen. It's not there for your benefit. It's not to help you. And it surely won't draw you closer to God. Amen. A fella said the other day, and I've heard it several times, well, you know, a little marijuana preacher, it's okay. Because it's an herb. I said, you crazy thing. It's part of the curse. Amen. Amen. This whole earth that we live in is cursed. Amen. Amen. Sin-cursed world. And that's part of it. How do you know? Because it alters your mind, makes you do stupid stuff. Yeah. Amen. Anything that'll numb you and put you into a place of where you're oblivious to everything around you, it ain't of God. Amen. Amen. We need to look, praise God, church, we need to open our eyes and we need to be looking at the things around us and praise the Lord. We need to line up, praise God, with the Word of God and stand fast, unmovable, abounding, glory to God, in the work of the Lord. Let Him just keep encouraging us on this journey. Amen. I tell you, if some mamas and daddies would get excited about the Lord and get geared up, praise God, we're going to take this book, amen, we're going to put it on the kitchen table and we're going to live by it day by day. You know what it'd do in our homes? Amen, it'd convert them. Amen. It wouldn't reform them. Amen. We can be reformed day after day and we can turn over a new leaf every January 1st. What we don't need reforming. We need regenerating. Amen. Amen. We need to be made new, be made over, praise God. Hallelujah. That's what'll make the difference. Just see, then we can overcome. So how do we overcome? We overcome through the Lord Jesus Christ. He that's already overcome everything this world has to throw at us. Bless His holy name. What about a Savior that come from glory, sail right side His glory, and come do that for me and you? That amazes me. I can't get a hold of it. And then the Holy Ghost of God, that Comforter, comes into our heart, praise God, moves in, takes up His abode. Amen. That means He kicks off His shoes. I mean, it means He takes up residence in our heart. But if we ain't very careful, I've told you 100 times. We'll push him in that darkest corner of our heart and we'll say, well, Lord, if I need you, I'll let you out for a little while. It don't work that way. Amen. We've got a Lord that loves us, praise God, and he's there to help us if we'll let him. Verse 5 says, we do it through faith. And verse 5 says, who is he that overcometh the world? But he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. Amen. You want to overcome this world and the wickedness of it? We've got to start believing that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Amen. That he came and he died for me and you so that he could set us free. Praise God, when he sets you free indeed. You get out from under that old heavy load that's been a burden to you for so long. He said, I'll trade loads with you. Amen. And he said, my burden's light. Your yoke's heavy. But he said, the burden I got, it's light. I put on you a burden. All you got to do is just trust in me, believe in me, rely on me, adhere to me, praise God. That's what believing is. And he said, I'll help you along the way. I'll give you the power, the strength, and the confidence, praise God, to be a child of God. Even in this wicked hour that we live. I preached last Sunday morning on that unlimited power that we have. Amen. Just going boldly in the throne of grace, praise God, anticipating what God's got for us and what he wants to do for us. And he empowers us, praise God, because he's already overcome the world. He's already overcome those obstacles, praise God, that was those things that would so easily beset us. Have you ever noticed how easy your flesh is tempted? Huh? I mean, you'd be sitting there watching that old one-eyed monster at the house. Amen. Listen. You'd be watching that old one-eyed monster and things begin to flip across that thing. And if you ain't very careful, this old flesh will get you, and you'll be flipping through it, and old flesh will rise up and you'll stop that thing. In a place you aren't never stopped. Amen? That's the flesh. The flesh likes that stuff. But praise be to God, there's a God of glory. He said, if you'll just follow me, if you'll have faith in me, if you'll trust me, I've already overcome all that stuff.
Praise the Lord.
And said, I'll help you, praise God, to do better. Amen? God says, I'll do that for you because I've already overcome. I've already got victory in the Lord. But I won't just look here for just a minute. What the Lord tells us here in John. He gives us some encouraging words. Amen. To get us in a place of victory. He says that he's already overcome the world. He said, Christian's place of service. That's what that is. The Christian's place of service. Where is that? That's in the world. That's where we serve. We don't come here to serve the Lord. We come here to worship the Lord. We come in here to grow in the Lord, to learn about Him, to learn of Him. And we go out that door to serve, amen, in the world. Amen. So a Christian's place of service is in this world. That's where we got to go. Amen. We're in the world, but the Bible says that we're not of the world. See, we come out of the world when we get saved, and we become a separate people. We can't separate ourselves from the world. We live in it. But we separate ourselves from the things of the world.
Amen.
Amen. We no longer participate in a whole lot of things. I've had people tell me, say, well, preacher, you know, I go down there to the bar and I got some buddies down there. I'm trying to win them to the Lord. Yeah, right. You won't win them to the Lord by going down there and participating with them.
Amen.
Preacher. Amen. If you want to win them, Lord, you get them before they get there. And you tell them about Jesus. Tell them about the Lord loves them and wants to save them.
Amen.
Amen? And if the Lord gets a hold of their heart and he saves them, praise God, they'll change where they go.
Amen.
You know, I'm still old-fashioned, I guess. I believe without a change, there's not a chance.
Amen.
I believe when something as big as the Holy Ghost of God and the good God of glory moves into your heart, he changes you from the inside out. Your want-to's a change. Amen. See, I believe I can drink all the liquor I want to. Because I don't, but I don't want to no more. My want to's have changed. I'm not that man I used to be. The Holy Ghost of God won't let me do that I used to do.
Amen.
He convicts my heart and shows me the right way. And he helps me to walk in that way. Now our place of service is in this world. But we don't have to succumb to this world. We don't have to act. In other words, we should act different. You know what's wrong with our churches today? You can't tell a bit of difference between the church and the world. Amen. I'm preaching right this morning. Amen. There's a lot of places that you can't tell a bit of difference between the house of God and the world. And we want to keep bringing the world in. Amen. You know what? We'll draw a big crowd, preacher. We'll go. We'll put up a big screen and we'll have a Super Bowl party. Bringing the world right into the church and our little young'un sitting there watching that and watching the beer commercials and all. In the house of God. How wrong's that? Amen. Say amen to old me.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. We need to be separate from the world. We need to watch what we do. Watch what we watch. Praise God. Watch where we go. Watch what we say. Praise God. Because we live in this world, but we're not of this world.
Amen.
Amen. The longer I'm in this, Brother Aaron, the more I feel like I'm a stranger and a pilgrim. Sometimes I feel like, Brother D, like I'm all alone. Amen. Friday morning went down a funeral. And I stopped by Wendy's to get me a bowl of chili and before I went to do the funeral. And some fellas behind me waiting in line was talking about the Lord and all this stuff about Christianity and their churches and stuff. And I got my food and I went and sat down and I asked God, prayed over, asked God to bless me in the funeral, bless me in the service. And then I began to eat. And they come over there and they sat down there at the table and they began to just dive in. Now I thought, now wait a minute. They were just sitting over there talking about the Lord and talking about people in churches that didn't do right. Then they sat down at the table with their food. You know who works in these kitchens? I don't. I don't know who's in these kitchens are working. But when I sat down at the table in a restaurant someplace or your house or wherever, praise God, I say, Lord, bless this food. Amen. Amen. He said, "Ain't nothing to be denied if you ask God to bless it." Amen. But they never offered. I mean, they just sit down there and boy, throw them fries and them burgers down. Still sitting there talking about the Lord. One fellow talking about how I love Lord, love my church, but don't even love Lord enough. Don't even trust Him enough to ask Him to bless His food. I started to get up, and as I started to go out, I started to just pat on the shoulder and said, "I hope you don't get sick." And just walk off and leave them with it. Huh? Ain't no telling what's in that kitchen. Amen. Praise God. I want God to bless, praise God, everything that I take into me.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. But they said, God, look, we need to realize, praise God, we're not of this world. We're in the world, praise God, but we're not of the world. Praise the Lord. I'm talking about victory this morning, praise the Lord. You say, preacher, this ain't a shouting message. It is if you're a child of God. Amen. If you're looking for victory this morning, praise God, you're in a good place to find it. Amen. Christian place of service. Now also the Christian place of suffering. See, in the world you shall have tribulation. That's troubles. In James chapter 1, verse 2 and 3, he said, my brethren, and he's talking to believers. He said, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. He didn't say if. He said when you fall into diverse temptations. That's different testings that we go through. Amen? He said, count it all joy. So how could you joy in testings? How could you joy in tribulations, things that we go through? Amen? He said, because the Lord's with us. Praise the Lord. He said, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. Don't ever ask the Lord to teach you patience. Don't ever do that. Because you'll go through, I don't even want to think about it. Never ask the Lord to teach you patience. But he said, through our trials and the temptations that we go through, those testings, he said, praise the Lord. He said he used that as proof, praise God, that he'll deliver us. Amen. Bring us out into that accomplishment that we can look up and say, you know what? God did for me. God brought me through that, praise God. He allowed me to accomplish my walk in a way that's pleasing to Him. Amen. Well, John, James, he said, we'll go through these things. He said, the trying of your faith worketh patience. It'll accomplish what God put it there to do. Amen. So when you go into temptations, when you're tried, when things come up in your life, just say, whoa, praise the Lord. Amen. You know what I do? You know what I do, Brother Andrew? I say, Lord, how are you going to get us out of this? Amen. What are you going to do now, Lord? Looks like we're in a mess. Amen. Hey, He promised He'd never leave me or forsake me. Amen. When I go out there to the mailbox and I've got that done due there, praise God, and I ain't got the money to pay it, praise God, I say, Lord, what are we going to do about this? Amen. You say, preacher, you got enough faith to believe God take care of that? Amen. He's the only one that can.
Amen.
He's the only one that can. He's the only one that can take care of those things, and I can't take care of myself. Amen. So realize that we're in this world. Our place in this world. Our place is a place of suffering. We'll go through some things. Amen. It's also a place of comfort. He says, in me, you might have peace. Amen. Even though we're going through all this thing, praise God. He said, in me. That place that we come to is in the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, that's where we find our comfort. He is the great comforter, even today. In John chapter 14, in verse 23. Listen to what he says. John chapter 14, verse 23. Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. I like that, don't you? Amen. That's my Lord. That's Him working out that for me that I need. Amen. He said, He that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings, and the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. He says, I'm talking to you from the Father. From a fatherly perspective. Amen. Verse 25 says, these things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. He said, but the Comforter. Amen. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name. This is this. He shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. But now listen to what he says. He don't leave it there. He says, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Amen. He said, the peace that I offer you, praise God. He said, it's not of this world. He said, you can look around all over the place and you won't find peace here. There's people all over the place that's seeking for peace. It blows my mind when I think about all those folks out there in Hollywood. Those folks out there in Hollywood, they're running, they're going to and fro, and they're trying their best to buy and find happiness. I mean, multi-billionaires, amen, committing suicide every day because they're looking for something they'll never find outside of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. But the Bible says that we have a comforter, praise God, that moves into our heart, and He fills that void that man has. Man is void. Amen. There's a big old empty place in your life without the Lord Jesus Christ. Without Him as your Lord and Savior. Without Him as your comforter, praise God. You'll be discouraged all the days of your life. You'll leave out of here discouraged and lost without the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus came to us seeking to save that was lost. That was void. That one that was ruined. That one that needed help. Amen. He came to be that help. The ever-present help in a time of trouble. That's what Jesus came for, to give us that peace. He is peace. If you're looking for peace this morning, amen, in your heart, in your life, in your family, right here's the place to find it, in the Lord Jesus Christ. He will give you that peace this morning if you come looking for peace. Amen. Praise the Lord. Not only is He a place of peace, but it's a place of Christian's joy. Amen. He said, be of good cheer. Amen. That's joy, praise God. He said, rejoice in your heart. Amen. The Bible said, this is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. When you get up in the morning, you just got to say, hey, you know what, Lord? Well, I appreciate this day. Amen. Appreciate I can get out of the bed. Appreciate I can just wave to glory and say, thank you, Lord Jesus, for being my Savior, for getting me through another day. Amen. Excited about what we're going to do today. Amen. If we ain't careful, we'll get the molly grubs and we'll jump up with our lip hanging out on the floor, dragging our tracks out all day long. Amen. Well, I know us fundamental independent Bible-believing Baptists wouldn't do that. That's them other folks, right? No, it's me and you. If we ain't very careful, we get discouraged, amen, instead of being encouraged and encouraging ourselves. Like David said, when he's over and Saul was chasing him, trying to run him down, trying to kill him, and he hadn't done nothing amiss. He got there in the cave, and the old devil was trying to give him mully grubs and get him discouraged. And he said, I encouraged myself in the Lord. Amen. Sometimes we just got to get up and encourage ourselves. Because these people around us ain't very encouraging. But if we encourage ourselves and get excited about what God's doing for us, we can help them, praise God, to get out their discouragement. We're trying to live in the world and trying to encourage people when we ain't encouraged. Amen. We need encouraging in the day that we live, praise God. Get that joy back in our heart, he says, that peace that he leaves with us. Over here in the last chapter, John chapter 16, the chapter that we're in. In verse 20, he speaks of that peace that he gives. He said, verily, verily, I say unto you, that ye shall weep and lament, but the world shall rejoice, and ye shall be sorrowful. But now listen to this, but your sorrow shall be turned into joy. Amen. Hey, we'll go through some sorrowful time, but praise God, we keep our faith and our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God, we come out rejoicing. We realize that the Lord has brought us through again. Amen. Praise the Lord. Look at verse 22, chapter John 16, verse 22. And you now therefore have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy, now listen to this, no man taketh from you. So we just stay excited in the Lord. We just keep following the Lord Jesus Christ, trusting and abiding in Him. Amen. And He'll help us. Verse 23 says, in that day ye shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, He will give it you. Hitherto you have asked nothing in my name. Now listen to this. Ask and you shall receive. Amen. Now, why don't we receive the blessings of God? Why don't we receive help? Why don't we receive encouragement? Because we don't ask. Amen. He said, ask and you shall receive. Amen. He didn't say, ask and you might receive. He said, ask, believing, amen, and you shall receive. We don't receive because we don't ask. And when we do, we ask them. James said, we ask amiss to consume it upon our own lust. It's all about me. But when we start looking like our Lord Jesus did unto the Father, He said, not my will, but thine be done. It changes our aspect. Praise God. Get to a place of victory one more time. He says, ask and you shall receive. Now here it is, that your joy may be full. Amen. Let me show you something. This bottle is as full as the factory could get it. There's a little tab of space there. But this bottle is slap full. And he said, if we're rejoicing in the Lord, if we're full of joy, he said, that your joy may be full. If we're plumb full, almost top, praise God, there's no room for nothing else in there.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. If we get excited about the Lord Jesus Christ, we make Him preeminent in our life, and we're excited about who He is and what He's doing in our life, and we're full of that goodness and those blessings and that peace, amen, that He gives us, that He sends to us. There's no word for any junk in there. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. I don't know about you, praise God. I like my cup full.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I like my cup full, praise God. I don't like it half empty. I don't like it, amen, half full. I like it full.
Amen.
I'm not going to settle for a half full. I'm going to get in, praise God. I'm going to get up close and I'm going to say, Lord, amen, I need you right now, praise God. I'm going to draw nigh to Him, praise God, Jesse, so He can put His arms around us and just tell us how much He loves me.
Amen.
Amen. He said, if I draw nigh to Him, He'd draw nigh to me. Praise the Lord. So I keep my cup full, amen, of the blessings of the Lord. So that's what He wants to do. Amen. He goes on, verse 26, He said, at that day you shall ask in my name, and I say not unto you, now listen to this, that I will pray the Father for you. Now listen to this. Jesus said, hey, now, I'm not going to ask the Father for you. He said, I'm going to, glory to God, He said, I'm going to let you ask the Father yourself.
Amen.
Amen. Come into the Holy's Holy with what? Boldness. Amen. He said, come boldly before the throne of grace that you might receive help in the time of need. Amen. He said, I'm going to march in, praise God, with my head held high and say, praise God, Lord, I need you to touch me right now. I need you to help me right now. I need you to fill me right now. Praise God, with all your goodness. Amen. And he said, for the Father himself loveth you because you have loved me and have believed that I am out, came out from God. You know how to get in the good grace of the Father? By loving the Son. Amen. You begin to love the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, and it blesses the Father's heart. Amen. So we have our peace in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. That's the place of joy. Not only is it a place of joy, but it's that place of victory. Amen. That place of victory that we need to come to in our lives so we can be hoping in this last days that we live. He said he's already, 1 John tells us, he's already overcome every obstacle we face. So we don't have to worry about those. Amen. All those things we don't have to worry about no more. We cast our cares upon him, Peter said, because he cares for us. Amen. Ask of the Father, praise God, because he cares, because he's listening, because he wants to help. The Bible says, Thomas said, he inclines his ear to hear from us. He said, go ahead. I'm talking about morning, noon, day, or night. Praise God, it don't matter. It don't matter if the little ones are sick and running a fever, praise God, and the doctor scoffs his clothes, nobody's around. Praise God, they said, God of glory, Brother David, said he inclines his ear. He said, I'm listening, what do you need? Amen. So I got blessings beyond measure. So I own a cattle of 1,000 hills, and praise God, the hills that they roam on. What do you need? Praise the Lord. So he's that God that gives us victory. See, we have overcome the world. Amen. Jesus says, I have overcome the world. Amen. That's Jesus. Who overcome the world? Jesus. How can we overcome? Through Jesus. He's the only way. Now the world's telling us now, well, preacher, there's a lot of ways to get into heaven. You know, there's a lot of ways to come into... Really? Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. No man cometh unto the Father. But how? He says, by me. So if we say there's another way, then we make God to be a liar. We make Jesus, he's the biggest fraud that ever lived. But you know, man's been trying to disprove that for over 2,000 years. Oh, he was just a fraud. Amen. Give the evidence. They like Pilate. I said, I find no fault in him. Amen. So I can't find nothing the man done wrong. He said, everything that's been written, praise God, seems to be true. Amen. Praise the Lord. We have our victory, a place of victory in the Lord Jesus Christ. In Hebrews chapter 2 and 3, he said, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? Amen. He said, how can we escape? Where are we going to flee to? Where are we going to hide if we neglect? That means to disregard. If we disregard the salvation that God gives us, where are we going to flee to? Where's a place of hiding? I'll tell you, there is no place to hide. There's no place you can go that God won't find you. I told you before, when God was calling me to preach, I was running from it, and I prayed for my brother. He ought to be the greatest preacher in the country. Because I prayed for my brother. He was a pastor, and he was preaching. And I said, Lord, just bless him. Use him. Boy, I'd back him. I'd go meetings with him. I'd encourage him. I'd call him. I'd say, I'm praying for you. I said, Lord, use him. But the Lord was calling me. Amen. I mean, I was to the point, we was even thinking about when they was building the plant that I was working at in Oklahoma. Me and Teresa done started gathering up boxes. We was going. They needed an engineer out there, and I was going to go out there and be that. I done talked to the man that's going to be the plant manager. We had done talked it over. He said, yeah, I could use you out there. Will you go help me? I said, yeah. I said, let me pray. But I believe that'd be the will of God. But that wasn't the will of God. The will of God was for me to stand up and take his blessed old book and tell you what thus says the word of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. But praise God, it wouldn't take nothing for the journey now. To disregard what God wants me to do, I'd have been out there miserable. Amen. But I thank God that I didn't. He said, neglect so great a salvation. I'm glad there's not an A in there. Amen. So great a salvation, because there's only one. So great salvation. Amen. The salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So great a salvation. That's the magnitude of that help that's offered to me and you. I mean, there's a magnitude of help that's offered to Lord Jesus Christ. I'm talking about to have victory in the day that we live. Amen. I was thinking about this when I got this, the Lord put this on my mind. And the reason I come up with this message, I thought about that when I was thinking about victory. I mean, I thought about that. You ever watch that Wide World of Sports? Some of you older folks have, raise your hand. Some of you younger people never heard of it. Used to be the Wide World of Sports. Used to come on every Saturday evening at 5:00. Okay? They had a thing when it come on every time. He said, the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat. Did you ever remember that? And they showed that. They said the thrill of victory when somebody's crossing your finish line, no finishing well. But that agony of feet, they had this skier that was coming down a ski slope. And right as he got to the bottom of the loop to turn out to jump off into eternity almost, one of his skis went sideways and he lost his balance and he turned sideways and he went flying off of that thing just like going out into eternity, and he landed down there and it killed him. But for years, the Wide World of Sports continued to play that. The thrill of victory and the agony of defeat. Amen. But I want to say his defeat was permanent defeat. He went down for the last time. Hey, when he left the top of that ski slope and he went down through there as fast as he could go and he tucked in and that ski went around him, he never knew where he was going to end up. Amen. There was a thrill going through his soul of the ride. But praise God, when he got down to the end of the ramp, it was the agony of defeat. But I want to say this morning, God never intended us to go down in the agony of defeat. God intended us to go down in the thrill of victory, praise God, knowing the Lord Jesus Christ and the free pardon of sin. Amen. Jesus said, you must be born again. You must be saved. Amen. Praise God, we have the victory this morning. The place of victory or the agony of defeat. It's our choice today. Where are you living at today? Are you living in a place of victory? Are you living in the agony of defeat? It's up to us today. We can make that choice. God allows us this morning, church, to make an informed decision. We can decide our eternal future today. The Holy Ghost deals with our heart and shows us we're just old sinners in need of a Savior. We can come by an old-fashioned altar and say, Lord, forgive me an old sinner and come into my heart and give me the victory. Lord, I want the victory this morning.